on today's show. Another Looch Dog in the morning coming in hot with my man Belly Matt LaBelle sitting across from me. We're going to clear out the voicemail because a lot of people have been calling in lately trying to participate with the show while we're off the air. It's fantastic. We will play those voicemails for you next. We've got the longest running TV shows of all time. We've got Christmas movies, whether or not they are Christmas movies, and my lack of knowledge about all of them. And dreams are weird. Dreams are weird. It's all coming up next.
Listening to Looch Dog in the Morning, brought to you by TTR Studios.
So welcome to the show, my beautiful friends, Belly Matt LaBelle across the way. What's up, dude?
What's going on? Another fun morning.
If you have roommates, I'm curious if you've ever woken up in the middle of the night and smelled a smell that the roommate was cooking.
Of course.
And had the guess what it is. Have you ever done that? Because last night you were cooking up something and I was like, it's either feet or popcorn.
It's feety popcorn.
Feety popcorn.
You got it. On the dot.
Nailed it. So welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Social Media Lounge, good morning. We are serving silence for you today because we're trying something new where we are going to actually broadcast through your brains. That's what we're doing. Just send your thoughts to us subliminally.
Oh, my.
Let's do it on air. We're down to half a team. Belly, we're down to half a team.
You just figuring this out?
I mean, do you guys remember we used to have four people in here? I mean, now we have two of us and we're faking Clyde. So
goddamn Clyde.
Just Clyde, stupid Clyde. Nothing. Look at this. Poor Belly wakes up. He goes to work. He works another job. He wakes up
in
the morning.
We all work jabs.
Yes, but nobody sits and does a hobby for free just for the entertainment of other people because of how much we love it.
Instead, they tune in and listen to it because of how much they love it.
Well, that's true.
Our SML is the best.
The best. We love them. We do love you guys, Killer Clown. Mark left an awesome voicemail for us. We're going to play that today. And, of course, everybody who's in there, Jessica Jones, One Woman, One Wheel. I can't see it right now, but just a couple staples to name a few. We are down to two people in the studio now. We had Maddie Potts as a third co-host, Belly.
Yep.
And we had Braxton Blue.
I remember him.
Do you remember him? I miss him.
Yep, young buck.
You remember Dougie Two Trees?
Two Trees,
God,
yeah.
I miss them. The Millennials.
He wasn't on the production side.
No, you're right. That was more on the let's figure out how we're going to get back to this side. But the reason we're bringing this up is because Belly and I have just bitten off way too much, and it's way more than we can chew.
I mean, we're chewing it.
We prefer to focus
on other aspects of the show.
We're chewing it, Belly. It's getting down, but we're not digesting it. We're not having clean dues at the end of the day. What I mean by that is...
Oh, my.
Right now, we're doing camera... We added another person. We had Potts doing sounds. We had Braxton doing all the camera switching. And then for whatever reasons, you know, good things in life, like having a child and moving across the country for another job, and we're very proud of Brax for... we don't have them anymore. And so we have to do the sounds ourselves, which is fine. I like doing that stuff. I actually appreciate some of the stuff that we've been putting in here. It's just better when Potts is here doing it. He's got such a good timing for it. You know, I can try, but it's just more funny when I think somebody surprises us in the studio, and that's what would happen organically with Potts. We wouldn't know when the sounds were coming. He would just play them, and it would make us giggle. But on top of that, you got the camera switching that we're all doing here. Belly and I both have keyboards. We both have mice that we can use. We can go over here. We can go talk to the Social Media Lounge. We can fire you all around. But with all that, and then on top of that, poor Belly's got to pipe in the comments from the Social Media Lounge. It's too much at once.
It's always too much. But at the same time, we don't mind. It's not that we mind doing it or that it's just how the situation has worked out currently. I mean, of course, once we're big, bad, and beautiful people that...
We'll have a team again.
Pay people to do something.
Yes, I would love to do that. It's just, I remember when we had four, and that was a feeling of, this is perfect. This is the perfect mix of everybody doing exactly enough where you can stay in tune to the show. You have to be listening to the show if you're on the show, which is really hard to do when you're doing three people's jobs at once. And I feel bad for Belly. We started talking about it. You know, I feel like every freaking 3 seconds I'm missing a mute. I'm here talking while my mic is muted. Because we got too much stuff going on. So I think what we're going to do... is kind of peel back a little bit. I had the idea of doing a radio show today and just keeping it on ads the whole time and showing you guys why we do things the way we do things, because this is a radio show at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I wouldn't agree that Voice of One Wheel is a radio show anymore.
No, it's not. It's a TV show.
It's totally a TV show. Like, it's completely visual.
Last time on The Voice of One Wheel.
But it's funny because I got people who hit me up if we don't post a One Wheel episode on the podcast. And like, hey, how come we can't find it? People listen to that as a radio show, too.
Yep.
I mean, hey, we put it all out there. You consume it however you like. But I think that Looch Dog in the Morning is a radio show by far, and it's better that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's better that way. I mean, we can tune in and show you, just say hi real quick. But I mean, you know, if you want to see us, just make sure we're there.
Just keep the camera on me if you don't want to.
I mean, I can do that. But I just really think with all of the things that we do, it's a lot better of a show when you're listening and not watching. But we'll give you a taste of both. So all I'm saying today is that Belly will not be piping in all show Social Media Lounge comments. We will be calling for them. So keep them coming. We'll look at them every now and then. But I need...
Radio is dead.
Radio
from the Social Media Lounge.
Dead. I agree. Do you guys want it? Let's put a poll out there. You guys want radio? You want video? Put it on the poll. All right. So let's get to it. Dreams are weird, man. Speaking of Matty Potts, I had a dream last night. Matty Potts was murdered.
I don't know what this...
Murdered.
I don't know...
Muckduck.
I don't know what a murder dream says about you.
Right? Like, what's up with me?
I don't like your dreams, man.
Dude, it was like one of those where you see... I think what happened was I, in the dream, made his address public, and then somebody was able to find where he lives, and he was murdered. That's, I think, the gist of the dream. That's scary.
Oh, my God.
That's a weird way to wake up.
That is a...
Am I right?
I don't know where to go.
What's the matter with me?
Because, yeah, what's the matter with you?
Well, it's probably because
did you murder them? Are you the murderer?
No, I was really sad. I remember being very upset in the dream. But it's probably...
Woke up with tears in your eyes?
Yeah, I was upset, man. Mommy! But it's probably just because this is the kind of voicemail that Potts leaves me all the time.
What the fuck? It's 7:23 my time. I'm driving into work. I felt all guilty because I couldn't be on the show because I've got a huge catering order and you fuckheads aren't even on. I looked, you guys aren't on live, FYI, and now you're not answering your call-in line. So what's the fucking point? Fuck yourself.
I do remember that.
You remember that voicemail?
That was a while back. I think we were on that day.
I'm pretty sure we are, or we were. It doesn't matter. Today is the only day we're going to be doing Looch Dog in the Morning for this week. I'm going to be driving the big train on Friday. I got to be in the station.
The second job. 10 a.m.
Yeah, but it's only this month, guys. We'll be back and normal schedule after the month.
Damn holiday season, people taking vacations.
Yeah, and then, well, it's fine by me because I get some pretty good experience.
Work very hard and all year round and are lucky that Looch is there to pick up some slack so that they can take some time.
Belly, it's so funny. I mean, I'm sure you guys have been short-staffed at the bar, and then as soon as you get one person as an extra, everyone's like, I'm taking a day off. Me, I'm up next. It's so funny.
I need a mental health day.
The moment... that they had me in the studio and people saw I was proficient with what I'm doing. They were like, oh, hey, I'm going to take this day off. Are you free? Hey, are you free on this day? I was like, here it comes.
Yeah, that means there's a lot of hardworking people there that have been working very hard.
They've been
hard
working
all
year. A long time. It's not to say that they're trying to slack. They're just like, oh, my God, finally.
Yep.
Finally, I can maybe go see a show or maybe spend some time with my girlfriend or boyfriend or whoever you're with. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to help them out. But have you had any weird dreams lately? I had a dream last night it took a boob out of the buffet and put it on my plate.
What was that?
What is that? What is that? I mean, this is actually how I remember it. There was a girl laying in a bowl from her torso up, and it was just her chest, and she had huge boobs. And you were just taking boobs off of her.
I don't dream. I don't dream. I'm kind of glad I don't, because this sounds ridiculous. I mean...
What is that? I remember plopping it on my plate and thinking, I can't eat this.
I don't... What is it? What was it made of? Jello?
It's a boob! No, it's a real boob!
It's a real boob!
But it was like water ballooned, so it wasn't like you just like... It was like a water balloon boob.
Off of her like Jello pudding? Because the rest of her is just sitting right there.
Yeah, a bunch of fake boobs sitting in a bowl.
What?
I don't know.
Man, what do your dreams mean?
Dude, who knows? Dreams are weird.
Dreams are
Somebody
weird.
Want to diagnose me?
I wouldn't know. I don't
break
have
me down?
I don't remember. I don't ever remember my dreams if I have them.
Well, let's go into the science of it. That's probably because of the Christmas trees. right?
Yeah,
I mean,
probably.
I noticed, look, let's be honest. I'm having some weird dreams lately because I've changed the way that I've cut down the trees. I used to chop down trees using the biggest axe you could possibly find. Also, I named it Gravity. I named my axe GB. If you can't figure it out after that, I can't lead you any further to the water. However, I can't do those anymore, man. Like, I'm getting older. I just turned 35. Like, can we grow
finally
up?
Finally deciding.
Yeah,
finally.
I know. Belly's been getting on me like for a long time.
Plastic.
It's not only that. It's just get your head out of a bucket, dude. Come on. You're 35 years old. You know, you got a job. You can probably afford a, you know, nicer axe that is more, you know, clean
sharp
and sharp and yeah, cuts better. Yeah, absolutely. And so I stuck to only that. And I cut the...
Instead of using a jigsaw to cut down a tree.
Yeah, yeah. We cut the jigsaw out, and now I'm starting to dream again. Now, it's weird because it's like going to bed and watching the weirdest movie you could possibly think of, and you can't even remember how you got there. But that is definitely a thing. If you have been, you know, crushing the Christmas trees, and then you take a little break, you will start to dream again for sure. And it's...
I didn't... Honestly...
it's weird.
I don't... Even before I was doing that, I didn't dream very often from what I remember, because...
Can you remember any dreams still right now? I remember
no.
dreams from childhood.
No. I don't have any
Not
memory
one?
Of
you don't have one memory of a dream?
Yeah, dreams are waste of time, waste of space in the brain.
Wow.
They're fleeting.
That's
They're not real.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, I had a dream that, like, you remember those, like, trains, like, that would go around your Christmas tree? You put, like, make a big board, and mm-hmm. you put the train on the track.
That's
and
a memory.
Go around. That's a memory, sure, but I remember having a dream of that board chasing me around my house. The wooden train board was alive and chasing me around the house. And then when I ran into my parents' bathroom to run away from it, my kindergarten teacher, who I didn't have, the other teacher was there, and the toilet seat was flapping like it was talking to me. Belly, what is going on in my head? Why do you think I try to forget
things
all the
time? You probably had to go to the bathroom. Did you wake up and go to the bathroom? Probably did. You were running to the bathroom. The train was pushing you towards the bathroom. That was the poop train coming live.
Well, I had to pee, apparently.
I would say...
I love this show.
Dreams... I don't
dreams
know.
Are weird, man.
Yeah.
Stop peeing. God. Yeah, I remember, but I could lucid dream. I could control myself in my dreams back when I was a kid. I haven't done it lately.
I don't know. It just sounds like a light. I don't know. It sounds.
I remember being in a dream, and if it ever got too intense for me, I could always be like, no, no, this is too much. Wake up, wake up. And I would wake up.
Sounds like you're not asleep.
Do you know me? When do I ever sleep, man? I don't think I've ever hit stage 5 REM cycle.
That's all I sleep. That's all I'm in.
Dude,
I just dive. Like, I'm on a diving board.
It's
like,
unbelievable.
I just jump right off that diving board, and then I just go right into REM.
It's so true. Like, if these are stage 1 through 4, he like dives through and goes zoom right down to 5.
Yeah, it's great.
It's amazing.
That's probably where there's no dreams down there.
Like, if you see Belly, his eyes are always just moving in his sleep.
Yep.
If you can't, I don't
there's
know.
No dreams. There's no dreams down there.
That's where the dreams happen.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I passed the dream stage.
you're at stage 6?
Yeah, no. The dreams don't happen in 5, man. They happen in like 3, 2, 1, so you can get back
False.
Out.
False.
That's so you can wake up.
Social media
line. You're not waking up in REM.
Let's bet.
You're not waking up in
Let's
REM.
Bet it.
You're not waking up in REM.
What stage? Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, what did you do?
REM cycle. Ooh, can you spell? Sleep. Dream.
Like, I can tell you right now, when I got the door knocked on this morning, there was no dreaming going on.
The brain cycles through 5 distinct phases during sleep. 1, 2, 3, 4, and rapid eye movement. That's REM.
REM.
REM sleep makes up 25% of your sleep cycle and first occurs...
85%. Of mine.
First occurs about 70 to 90 minutes after you fall asleep. Interesting. But because it repeats, you will enter it several times per night.
Just once for me. And I stay in there.
It doesn't say anything about dreaming. Anyway. All right. Well, interesting. Yeah, dreams are really, really weird. And I'm starting to do them more. And it's almost like... I feel like my dreams are my setting. Like, my emotions of the dream are the settings. Like, I'm in fear. Instead of feeling fear, I'm in fear. I'm
fear.
In comfort.
Sounds like a terrible nightclub.
Oh, man. That would be a great name for a nightclub. Fear?
No. Sounds like someone's getting murdered there every week.
No, they're getting murdered at all the nightclubs because it's happening every weekend. I freaking turn on the news and somebody gets shot somewhere. But I will say, if you know, there is a contingency of people that would love a nightclub called Fear. The Killer Clown would love to go to Fear. I don't know him personally, but I have a feeling that he would. Him and Copy would tear up Fear. Bottle service.
Bottle service.
Let's get to the voicemails.
Yeah, who we got? I know we got a few. You had one yesterday from the show. I had to pull over.
Yeah, let's do that, and then we'll do the other one on the way back. So we were talking yesterday forever on the Voice of One Wheel about balaclavas. Not baklava, not baliklava, like I was saying, apparently. Balaclava. It's the head mask that skiers wear, football players wear. It's just got that circle that shows your face. And it makes you look like Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat. That's what I think about.
That does line up.
We were calling it, what were you calling it?
Baklava.
Baklava, which is a
dessert from the Ottoman Empire.
Yeah, he actually looked it up. Look at your boy doing some research.
I mean, I actually knew baklavas were desserts. You can order them from most Italian restaurants.
I knew that from the movie Aladdin in one of the songs. Baklava. Go figure. But there was one listener who was a dedicated listener to the show. We appreciate him from the UK, who had to pull over because of how angry we had him.
Yeah, hi, it's Rich Jones from England here. I've had to stop the car on my way home to try and actually say it's balaclava, for fuck's sake. Right? And it was named after a battle in the Crimean War because that's what the Russian soldiers, cavalrymen, used on their heads to keep them warm. Okay, bye.
Bye, Rich. Thanks for joining.
Thanks for that fun fact.
This is fantastic, for fuck's sake.
We all learned something today now.
Oh, listen, we'll learn all day. We learn every day, but I'm pumped to get, that was good. That was very good. It's funny to me to think that somebody's listening to us across the country or across the world over the pond. And they're so mad at what we're saying. They have to pull over because they're screaming at their phone. That's fantastic. Rich, we love you, dude. So we're going to take not a break, but we're going to play some tunes for you. This is one from back in my day that I made. This is me doing everything. We are going to play a song for you at the end of this. So today's theme is music. From TTR Music. Studios. Yeah, Belly's going to sing that for you later.
Come together. Yeah.
We'll be back in a minute.
Tell me, do you think it'd be all right if I could just crash here tonight? You can see I'm in no shape, be driving, and anyway I've got no place to go. Now you know it might not be that bad, you were the best I ever had. If I hadn't known the whole thing years ago, I might not be alone. Tomorrow we can drive around this town, let the cop chase us around. Grab the storm, something might be found, take us place. Well, you can trust me not to think and not to sleep around. If you don't expect too much from me, you might not be let down. Cause all I really want is to be with you, feeling like I matter too. If I had I might just be with you. Tomorrow we can drive around this town, let the cops chase us around. The bastards count something might be found, take it as a miss. Tomorrow we can drive around this town, let the cops chase us around. The bastards count something might be found, take it as a miss. Can't you see? Take my heart. Take it as bliss. Yeah. We can drive around this town. We let the cops chase us around.
Welcome back, folks. Guess what? I was doing a little research off the scenes here, and Luch, you were right. Dreams do happen in REM, but I'm betting why I don't remember them. Because when you wake up outside of REM, you're not in the dream.
Wait, what?
When you're waking
so you do
up
dream
remembering
in REM
your dreams,
so
you're waking up from REM.
But you do dream in stage five?
So you do dream in the stage five.
In the REM cycle. Where is this from? What article?
PsychologyToday.com. But what's happening is typically people who remember their dreams are waking up from a REM cycle.
They're coming out of stage five.
Which means they're coming out of the deepest form of sleep, which means they're actually not
helpfully waking up. That's not how you should be waking up.
That's not how you should be waking up. I don't feel tired. It may not show sometimes, but typically I don't, like, it doesn't take me long to get back up.
No, you're, it's early in the morning. It's 10 minutes after you've woken up, but you're not like I come out a lot of the times you see me.
It takes an hour.
Dude, I'm like, I feel like I've gotten hit by a Mack truck.
Yeah, you're coming out of your deepest form of sleep, and that's why you're remembering your dream because it was the most recent, like.
Right. And I've actually read a lot on sleep. That's a good point. Thank you, Belly. I've actually read a lot on sleep, and it says if you wake up in the middle of a cycle, you're going to feel like a truck just hit you. If you wake up as they're changing cycles, like from one to two, right as one ends and the other one begins, man, it's like when you jump out of bed. So that's why they tell you if you wake up naturally and you have 15 minutes left till your alarm clock, you better just get up because it starts as you're coming out of bed, out of your sleep. It's only 30 minute cycles.
Yeah, you're close to moving into a new cycle.
Yeah, you're going to wake up in the middle of one. Just get up. It'll be so much easier instead of just like, you know, it's so... It's so easy to be like, I've got 15 more minutes. It's cold.
And I do a lot of natural wake-ups, despite the knock on my door for some mornings. I mean, I typically, on days off, I'll sleep till I wake up. And that's just the game.
I mean, honestly, is there anything better? I mean, you might have an argument of why a day job is better, morning job is better. But, man, is there anything better than not ever having to use an alarm?
I feel great.
I'd
feel
so much
healthy.
Rather work at night.
Yeah.
I would.
Feel healthy because I'll get my 7.5-8 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Wake up out of that wake up in my non-REM cycles and get up and move around and start the blood flowing.
So this is a very long voicemail that we're about to clean out, and it comes from a friend of mine, a listener who is actually from my childhood, grew up in the same neighborhoods we did. And he left this message after last week's show because we were talking about garage hopping. Now, garage hopping, we were joking around. Well, not joking around. I mean, it was something that we did. I'm not really proud of it, but it's, you know, a lot of kids used to do that. You know, you didn't have any way to get beer. You're in high school. You would just go and hope that somebody left their garage door open at night. You have a sleepover. You go walk around the neighborhood, and if there's a garage door open with a refrigerator inside of it, it's probably got some beer in there. You run in, grab a 12-pack, and get the hell out of there. I'm not proud of it. It's called garage hopping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the only one who did it. Let's just put it that way.
It's been done before.
It doesn't make it right, but... we started talking about that on the air, and then a friend of mine called in and was like, dude, do you remember channel changing?
You were when you had one of those universal remotes, I'm guessing?
Do you guys remember when, like, everybody in the neighborhood had the same cable remote? And you could, like, I don't know if you guys ever did this, but we used to just take our remote, run around the neighborhood, go in the, like, their front, like their bushes in their porch, and just through the window,
change your channel.
Just randomly change the channel. Turn the volume up. Just drive people nuts. And they never have an...
Poltergeist.
They have no clue. I remember... Do you remember the watch that would do that for the TV? I remember, this was in elementary school, so
I mean,
we're talking
now,
25, 30 years
now,
ago.
Now, pretty much all phones can download an app that can become a universal remote.
Hot Mess Kim does that in...
she's done that in bars.
Sports bar. She'll download an app that's a universal remote, and she'll just mess with the TVs, and she'll get kicked out.
She's only done that once from reported remembrance. But she loved doing it.
Yeah, she had a blast doing it. I was there on a peripheral night where I was just from another table going, oh, God, is she doing it again? I don't want to. I'm so nervous in those situations. I don't want to get in trouble.
Me personally, leave the damn TV on. It's there for people's enjoyment. Why
right.
Turn it off.
Right. So, but it's just, it's so funny to see people not have a clue what's going on. I remember in elementary school, one of our classmates had a watch. It was a universal remote, and he used to mess with the TV in the corner, and, I mean, it just drove these teachers insane. They had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
So this is a voicemail from, this is my boy Mark.
Luch, what's up, man? It's Mark. So story I have for channel changing. So, you know the neighborhood that we grew up in. So, you kind of have an idea of what I'm about to say. So, we would go. This was back in the day, of course, and we would have those universal remotes when people had those old cable boxes and some satellite. This is when it was just coming out, but and I don't want to show my age either. But so
the same
we would go
frequency.
And we would channel change. We would turn people's volume up, change the channels, turn the TV off, and people would freak out. So we went to this one house, and some people would go up to the window, and some people would hang back to look, kind of look out. So. So a few kids went to the window, started channel changing, and one of them looked back and saw, because we were in another neighbor's yard, and saw that people were looking at us, but they assumed that we were doing something bad, like trying to steal or rob the house. So everyone darts, everyone dips out. And this was right in the woods area. And so people just ran into the woods. And before you knew it, everyone scattered. There were helicopters. There were cops pulling people over. And we were just luckily, walking by. We finally got into a car, and we just, we're trying to find our friends. We were going around Ward's Grove Circle in the neighborhood, and we saw a cop car pull over a Jeep full of kids. So we had gotten really, really lucky. I don't know. It's way past, but it was just really, really funny. All right, man. Keep up the great work. I love you guys. Big up to Copper Pot, out in Santa Monica, Belly, and you, Looch Dog, man. You guys are awesome. Keep it up. All right, peace.
It's my boy Mark from
Great Call.
And it's so fun. They got lucky. Some group of kids got pulled over in a Jeep, and to this day, they're like, we didn't do anything.
Empty your pockets. Show us your remotes. Who's got them? Who's got the remotes?
Very nicely done, Mark. Very nicely done. The social media lounge is appreciating you. We appreciate that. As always, what's going on in there, Belly? We got anything in the social media lounge?
Kim says, yes. She knows what's up.
She knows what's up. Yeah, that was good times. I just remember channel chasing was the funniest thing. You can't really do it that much anymore.
Yeah.
But, oh well. All right, Belly, let's get into some Christmas movies, man.
Well, I thought today's theme was music. Maybe we should change it up. Maybe we should do Christmas songs today.
Oh,
save movies for another day.
Whoa!
I know. Throw
I can do
a
that.
Curveball.
Swing and a miss.
I'll swing and a miss.
That's fine. You want to do Christmas songs? Well, do you want to just tell the people how we got into this? Apparently, I don't know anything about Christmas movies.
You don't. You haven't seen a lot of Christmas movies.
I mean,
you probably have.
That's a little merry.
Yeah. So you've seen It's a Wonderful Life.
Boy.
It's the classic go-to.
If I turn it into the ads, it sounds a little better.
James Stewart, everyone, is here in studio.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of close to Harry Carey. But
yes, very close.
You just got to move your head a lot.
We were talking about Christmas movies because you hadn't seen...
My favorite Christmas movie is not Elf. I've seen more than Elf, although it's up there. The shower
Elf
scene...
Elf is great.
...where I think Zoe Deschanel is singing.
But let's... It's funny you bring that up. Because,
it's cold.
That song is being banned from radio stations.
I heard. It's very rapey. Did you know that? Let's pull up the lyrics. I didn't know that. I want to look at the lyrics together.
No, I mean, you don't have to. I really can't stay...
Well, hold on. Let me pull up the real lyrics.
She says, but baby, it's cold outside. Stay inside. I've got to go
away. Tell the people what you're talking about.
Baby, it's cold outside. Stay inside.
This evening has been.
No, you don't sing them. Just
say. This evening has been hoping that you'd drop in. So very nice. I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
Yep.
So the second guy is the.
The first person is the girl.
So you do the. I'll do the girl. You do
all
the guy. Just pull up the lyrics, because this is actually very interesting. I heard this on the radio the other day. This is getting banned. Like, people are not allowing this
people
song
are banning,
anymore.
And then the other thing, people are now banning one of the Christmas movies, too.
All right, so I am the girl in the song, and Belly will be the guy. You got it?
Yeah, okay.
I really can't stay.
No, that's the girl.
No, yeah, I know. You're the guy.
You're the girl?
Yes.
Oh, whoa, Amy.
All right, here, I'll make it easier. I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
But I'm hoping that you dropped in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful. What's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
Oh, God. So really, I'd better scurry.
Please, baby. Beautiful. Please don't hurry.
But maybe just a half drink more?
I'll put on the records while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there. Come on.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs will be had out there. Just stay.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlights now.
To break this spell.
Why, thank you.
That's amazing. This is gross,
I'll
man.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
Oh, belly, it gets worse. I ought to say no, 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 sir.
Yes, there's a big one.
Yeah, what does he say?
Mind if I move in closer?
What? At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
To say no?
Yeah. What?
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
Douchebag. I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside. So yeah, it's a very suggestible song of him trying to coerce her into staying because it's just because it's cold outside.
Yeah, super rapey.
She has a fucking jacket, man. Let her go. She's got a hat and gloves, mittens.
But if it's Zooey Deschanel singing it, I don't even care what the words are. I'm just listening to her beautiful voice, and boy, is she really pretty. I loved Elf. That's a great movie. Phenomenal movie. Wow, my brain just went like this. Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly. Did you know John C. Reilly is Wreck-It Ralph?
I did know that.
I did not know that. How about that? That one is breaking the box offices, man. I can't wait to see that. Is that a Christmas
Wreck-It
movie?
Wreck-It Ralph 2, no.
What? So it's not just because it comes out during Christmas.
No, it can't. It's not because it comes out during Christmas. And I also would suggest, and this would eliminate a lot of movies, including some people who would debate that it is one, just because it's happening around Christmas time, if the theme isn't about Christmas, it's not a Christmas movie.
Belly, is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
No. I love Die Hard.
I do too. I've never seen it all the way
through. But it just happens during Christmas time.
But that's,
I've
can
never seen it all the way through.
Know, maybe. I don't know if, I can't, not all of them. Certainly not all of them.
This brings me back to that question I asked you the other day. Have you ever seen a movie more than 10 times?
Yeah, that was a good point. He asked me that, and I said, all right, before we do that, what is your criteria for a Christmas movie then?
A Christmas movie has to be Christmas-themed. It has to be centralized around the spirit of Christmas.
So it does have to be in the Christmas setting. Like, it has to be during Christmas. It can't be...
It can't be Gremlins. Gremlins is a movie that I would argue is not a Christmas movie, even though it centrally happens in a 3-day span of Christmas.
Gremlins or Goonies?
Gremlins.
I don't think I remember it.
Gremlins is the one where you can't feed the thing after midnight, the little furball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember the Furby.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a Furby is the best way to describe it, but it's just like a big-eyed little rat-looking thing.
Creepy-ass little, yeah.
But if you feed them after midnight, then they will turn into gremlins, which are mischievous little, like, demons that run around town and go crazy. And then if you get water on them, then they multiply.
What?
Yeah.
That's how they multiply?
Yeah,
water?
Gremlins. Do you want to know what a gremlin looks like?
Will you show it on the air? Can you show it to the people? Do that way.
Since he does not know.
I don't. I remember the little Furby baby thing. I don't know. Studio mode. Man. I mean, is there a movie I've seen more than 10 times? Have you guys seen a movie more than 10 times?
I've seen a movie 100
That's
times.
A lot of times, dude.
I've watched a lot of movies over and over and over.
Transformers. Again. Anytime that comes on TV, I keep it on for some reason.
Not Transformers.
Yeah.
Not Transformers.
So gay for Michael Bay.
Maybe for Bad Boys, Michael Bay. Not Transformers, Michael Bay. I'll take Bad Boys, Michael Bay
movies.
All day.
For his movies. Yeah. For his movies. Not for him. But yeah, no, I don't know. Maybe That Thing You Do. That's my favorite movie of all time.
Do That Thing You Do.
I love it. Oh my God, what are these things?
So this...
What is that?
Oh God. Oh God. This is Gizmo. Gizmo is...
Show the people Gizmo.
Gizmo is what? This. So Gizmo is the...
He's adorbs.
Yeah, he's very adorable. Giant ears, cute, you know, does all the fun
furry,
things.
Fuzzy, furry, lovable. Fuzzy, lovable.
Just don't feed his ass after midnight because then it'll turn into something like this.
What? Oh, dear God.
Yeah. So then he turns into
the other
gremlin.
One on far right. What is that thing?
Yeah, yeah. That's the main head one. That one's a bad one. The Mohawk guy. You can't trust the Mohawk one. But it's one of those things that, the gremlins happens all during Christmas time.
Can you
time.
Imagine right now? Everybody just take a second. Let's just go here. I want you to imagine that thing chasing you. Like, if this thing is behind you right now, show the people what you're looking at. And you hear that in the background.
Yep.
Dude, no thank you. Is it a scary movie?
Yeah, I mean...
Or is it a kid's movie?
It's not scary.
Like, Chucky was not scary to me.
Chucky was scary as shit to me.
Really?
I don't like porcelain dolls.
That's a fine for cursing. Wait, you got a thing against porcelain dolls now?
Oh, no. I do not like porcelain dolls or, like, live-looking dolls because they're the ones that are going to kill you.
I'm very nervous right now.
Not like stuffed animals. They can't do anything. They're too soft.
Unless you spread
porcelain
water.
Dolls?
If you pour water on it.
No.
My God.
No. Well, if you pour water on it, then they multiply.
So, yes. That is the Gremlins. Okay. Is Goonies Christmas?
No. Goonies has nothing to do with Christmas at all.
I was trying to think
like
if it was around Christmas.
Just no, no.
Shiny things and presents. Okay.
Yeah. No Christmas.
So.
There was no presents.
I would say if there's a movie that I've seen more than 10 times, maybe that thing you do, Transformers. Like, I love Almost Famous. Can you guys get an idea of the song, the movies I like that are musicians that I always thought I was going to be the drummer in That Thing You Do? That was me. I had shades. Call me Shades. I am Spartacus. Love that movie. How hot is Liv Tyler in that movie when they finally kiss and she just goes, woo! Mwah! Unbelievable. Yes.
You must love,
I've seen that movie more than 10 times.
You must love Empire Records then.
Love Empire Records. And I don't even think Liv Tyler's that attractive.
Empire Records.
I mean, as far
Netflix
as movie stars go, she's a very...
Watch.
I'm sorry, what?
It's on Netflix for anyone who wants to watch.
Empire Records? Oh,
yeah.
John Cusack?
Is he in it?
Oh, what? Type it in. John Cusack, Empire Records. Because I'm telling you, I don't even find Liv Tyler is obviously attractive as far as people go, but... You know, as far as movie stars go, you know, she's up there, all right. She's in the realm. But boy, in that movie, when they wear those like old school 70s, 60s, and 70s like high waist, like waist above the belly buttons, but super tight spandex.
I don't think so.
No Cusack?
I don't think so.
What are you
Who would he play
about?
In that movie?
The main character.
No.
Who's the guy?
Oh no.
Is it
no,
um,
it's not him.
Emilio Estevez?
No.
Who's the main character in Empire Records?
It's Ethan Embry is the main character in Empire
what?
Records.
Show the people. Can you show the people? Oh, I love him. I love him. He's in That Thing You Do. He's the bass player. Holy crap.
That's it. Yeah, yeah.
Did you?
He is an He is a,
Show the people, because this is actually funny. From That Thing You Do, he doesn't have a name. As a character, he doesn't have a name. They do not ever refer to him by his name. He's the bass player. And if you look on the credits, it says TBP played by the bass player played by his. He does not have a name in the movie. Oh, man. Love this dude. Yeah, he's the bass player. Look at that. Ethan Embry. All right. So he's the main character in Empire Records.
And also, you know,
and he's the bass player in that thing you do. Wow.
Yeah.
That is a weird one.
Yeah.
That's
not John Cusack, though.
Not John Cusack. Best John Cusack movie?
None.
What?
Come on, man. He's in a Christmas movie, The Love Actually, which is I would say is a Christmas movie because the central theme is Christmas, even though terrible things happen throughout that movie.
I was thinking High Fidelity. That's what I was thinking he's in.
High Fidelity.
Yeah, that's Serendipity, Say Anything, 16 Candles.
Oh, 16 Candles is good.
You give him that?
I'll give him 16 Candles. That's a good one.
Better Off Dead, that's the one I was thinking about. 1985, I was too. Hot Tub Time Machine, come on.
Hot Tub Time Machine. I mean, they're not, all these movies you're saying, they're fine.
He's been a lot of dogs. A lot of dogs. Must love dogs. A lot of movies.
Yeah, John Cusack is an actor.
Holy crap,
is a big
he
actor
is an actor.
Nowadays.
Good for him. All right, I'm over him now. Yeah. But
moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Sorry, John. I don't like his, actually, his sister.
Joan.
In one of my other favorite movies. School of Rock. I like the music movies. But I don't like musicals, Belly. I don't want to see a musical.
You don't like musicals?
I don't like musicals.
I enjoy musicals.
I can't stand when South Park goes into songs. Can't stand it.
I love musicals.
Can't stand ya.
What's wrong with the musical part of shows and movies?
Do you guys leave it on? It's like The Interview on The Colbert Report. I always turn The Interview off. I never used to watch The Interviews. Even though he's amazing at interviewing people, do you like when people have guests on the radio?
No, I don't.
I can't stand it. That's why we don't have a ton of guests.
Actually, I like guests. I hate callers. Not that I hate our callers.
Call me right now, 571-354.
But for me, when it comes to listening to radio, especially like some people get terrible callers and it's just they're not there to input any real good information. They're just there to spout off and
they just want to hear themselves on the radio. I remember that.
Honestly, our callers always provide really good information, which is really great.
But we have diehards. If we were doing it on a radio station where some people just tune in because they're in the car for 5 minutes and they hear something inflammatory and they call in to be mad about it.
Yeah, that's what happens.
That's pretty much what happens. Yeah. What?
How dare you?
Mark Sanchez is taking us to the Super Bowl. We're so screwed. Just 2 minutes. Redskins suck. We're so screwed. Mark Sanchez.
Más terrible.
Oh, God. I don't even want to go there. Okay.
America's Sweethearts is best.
Yeah, movie. I kind of
Catherine Zeta-Jones
blew past that. Right? Ooh, is there anything better than Entrapment when she's going through the red lasers?
Entrapment is great.
It is over. My memory is on point today. Boy, I'm sharp. No more gravity axes.
Yeah, the gravity axes were knocking you down, man.
They were knocking me down. So very good. Okay.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
I do. In fact, I'll tell you guys after a quick break. We'll do this. We'll take a little bit of a breather. We'll play another song from TTR Studios. This is, again, everything that you hear here is from us. So just enjoy yourself. We'll be back after this.
Welcome back, folks. Ooh, that was so good. That was the Looch Dog in the Looch Dog What's the name of the song? I don't
That is Take a Chance. That's my favorite.
Take a Chance.
By far the favorite one I've ever written. I love that song.
By To the Rescue.
Do you ever I mean, listen, guys, I'm not just saying, I don't love all my songs. I hate a lot of my songs. In fact, I like this one too. I'm going to get it out of here. Get out of here. This one is enough. But yes, that is my favorite one of all time from the Social Media Lounge, Belly.
I just would like to tell you, copy the song you were talking about that should be banned from the radio is Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. That's the song about a school shooting.
100%. I mean, yeah, I almost said 100%.
Now,
I'm not going to read those lyrics, but yeah, that is another one that could certainly be on the list.
Yep. But you know, when you start banning stuff from far and wide, censorship becomes a real issue. And who wants to be censored? Nobody. Not us. Not anybody.
Well, these TV shows certainly have not had any issue with that because this is a list of the longest running scripted U.S. primetime television series.
Wait.
Whoa.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
I love Ralphie and
The Christmas Story.
Christmas Story.
It's a good one.
Yep.
You'll shoot your eye out. But it's
shoot your eye out.
They need to ruin the, I'm sure they'll try and remake that.
Something. That lamp?
The leg lamp? We had one in my parents' house. It was,
it's on the set of PTI.
Yeah.
On the if you
the smaller
show,
version one, yeah.
Yeah. So if you guys would like, actually, again, with the theme of music today, we're going to play a song for you at the end of the day, but we're not sure which one, so that's up to you guys. You guys choose a song. Don't make it something like Freebird, please. If you say Freebird, I'm kicking you out. I'm calling the bouncer of the Social Media Lounge, and you're getting bounced.
I don't think there's any movies being Christmas movies being banned. Copy. I'm not sure, but I know
Christmas movies being
Christmas,
banned.
Christmas. We were talking about the radio song.
Yeah,
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we were
banned.
Going. Yeah, people are really.
My favorite
over
Christmas
that.
Movie is either I like anything that has to do with A Christmas Carol, which I just saw recently on Sunday.
Did you see that at Ford Theater?
Yeah, I saw it at Ford Theater.
The yep. home of.
That's where Lincoln was shot.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Wow. How was it?
It was great. Of course. I mean it. Covers the whole story.
No, just the experience of being in the theater. That's what I'm.
Oh, it's fun.
It's
and
weird.
The best
man.
Part.
I've been there.
It's great because they just tell you like, don't put your phones out because everyone's gonna know. Because it's the audience is all dark. All the lights are on stage. If you see
the moment you pull your phone out,
the moment you pull
obvious.
Your phone
yeah,
out, everyone
true.
Knows. And Kanye West was actually out at a Broadway show recently and was called out by someone on stage about him having his phone out and not paying attention. And he apologized because that's a lack of manners. It's a lack
of course it is. But how did that go down? Did they know it was Kanye or did they just call out? Because you can't see faces.
No, I don't think so. Because, yeah, when the lights are on you up there.
You can't. From the stage, you can't see anything.
You actually can't really see anything out there.
Folks, it's a wall of black. You don't see anything. In fact, I love it. I don't want to see eyeballs.
All you see is light.
I would rather 100 times over 100. 100%. I would rather play for 5 million people like that than... 5 people who I can see their eyeballs.
Yeah,
no thanks.
You may be able to see like the first row.
Yeah,
maybe.
But you don't look there.
But
yeah.
You don't look.
No.
So
there's
yeah.
no way they saw it was it's Kanye, let's call him out.
No,
way.
They were just like, "Hey, no cell phones during the out during the performance because they don't want him out."
They broke character. They broke the fourth wall.
Yep.
Wow. Third wall or fourth wall? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Fourth.
Do you guys know what I'm talking about with that? That means right now if I break the fourth wall,
you're in
this
a 3 wall room.
Here's me breaking the fourth wall. As soon as I look at the camera, that's breaking the fourth wall because you're looking at our room with 1, 2, and 3.
If they had zoomed in on your face, it would have been the office.
Right, right, right. So, yes, they must have just like looked out in the crowd and said, excuse me, no cell phones.
So it's
which is crazy.
Muppet Christmas Carol, Scrooged,
ooh,
and also...
I love Muppets.
Yeah, the Muppets are great. I'm a big Muppets fan, as you know.
That's a good one.
And then Scrooged with Bill Murray, of course, is another retelling of the Christmas Carol.
Social Media Lounge, while he's piping these out there, get us song selections, song choices for what you would like to hear Belly sing and Looch play on the guitar to close it out. We've only got 5 more minutes before we have to start that song, so just type them in and we'll take your suggestions and see what comes back.
My other one I like a lot, I do really enjoy Elf, which is now almost 15 years old, maybe?
It's so good!
When did it come out, like 2003?
I can tell you that right now.
I would bet 2003.
15 years ago. 2003. November 7th. Wow. Good call.
Boom. And what's the other
one? It's been 15 years.
I do love Charlie Brown, of course. He does a Christmas special. Home Alone, Christmas movie.
How do we not get Home Alone in there? That was one of my birthday parties. Came out like right after my birthday. In fact, I want to know that. Do you have any song selections from the Social Media Lounge yet? I want to know when Home Alone was released.
No, nothing yet.
All right. November 16th, 1990.
Yeah,
your boy was seven? Oh, yikes.
Yikes. I wasn't even living in Virginia yet.
Wow.
In 1990.
So I have a list of longest running TV shows that we wanted to get to. We don't have a lot of time left, but it's just it came up yesterday because we were watching The Simpsons, and I just said they're not still running, like they're not still running new series, are they? New seasons?
They still do new episodes.
They have 644 episodes already done, and they are the longest running. This year, they're taking over longest running TV show over Gunsmoke.
They just passed Gunsmoke.
They just passed
this season.
9 episodes ago, they passed Gunsmoke. Gunsmoke was at 635. Simpsons is now at 30 seasons and 644 episodes. 30 seasons! The Office went on for like 9.
Yeah, but...
Think about that.
All right, so here's where you got to give one Gunsmoke credit. Gunsmoke went 20 seasons for 635 episodes. That's a live action...
Dude, 1955 to 1975.
20 years.
That's unbelievable.
20 seasons of Gunsmoke. If you haven't seen Gunsmoke, Marshall Matt Dillon, you got to see it because a lot of actors actually got their starts in Gunsmoke, I'm fairly certain. I think Bob Odenkirk is one that was in an episode of Gunsmoke when he was a kid. Like, Gunsmoke has been out for so long.
What the hell is
my
Gunsmoke?
I know what Gunsmoke is because in my house, Gunsmoke is a staple. My dad, if Gunsmoke's on and on one of the Western channels, it's on TV.
Like, well, let's go through
they come
a couple
home from
of the
work
other
to
ones.
Watch new episodes of Gunsmoke.
I mean, dude, how many? Look at this. Look at this. Law and Order at 20. Same thing with Gunsmoke, but it only had 456
live,
episodes.
Any show that did, and especially Gunsmoke is big because so much of the cast, like, yes, it's a revolving door, but like the three main characters of the show were there for like all 20 seasons.
Going through a lot of these, ER was 15 years.
But changes casts a lot. A lot of people get killed off. George Clooney wasn't on for all
that
15
can't be
years.
Right. That can't be right.
Has anyone...
American Dad, 15 years?
Yeah. American Dad's been running, and Family Guy is what now?
15 years for American Dad? Family Guy's not on. Family Guy's 17.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Grey's Anatomy, 15. I'm just going to go through this pretty quick.
But
and,
The Simpsons
and do
has done 30 seasons for the 600.
Absolutely.
Any animated show is kind of in its own realm, I think would be in its own realm, because typically actors are just doing the voiceover parts. So they're in studios, reading scripts, doing their normal actions, but they don't have to like get up on stage and perform like...
They don't
people
age,
like
Belly.
The
they
office,
don't age.
They don't age.
They don't
exactly.
age. And, you know, so you can keep the same age of the characters
Bart Simpson
the entire
can
time.
Only be always be 10
He's
years
10
old.
He's 10 years old the entire time. But I just want to go through these really quick. Let me get through just a few of them that are notable. King of the Hill is at 14 years.
Was, and it ended.
Well, it was.
Ends
yeah.
at 14.
All right, let me get through these real fast. Big Bang Theory, 12 years. Two and a Half Men, 12 years. Cheers. Wow. Cheers? How long do you think Cheers?
10 or 11 years.
Cheers is more than that.
Probably 3 years too long.
Cheers is 11. Yeah, you're right. Roseanne was 10. Jag was 10.
Roseanne was 9. Last one doesn't.
Family Matters. How long?
Family Matters.
Steve
11.
Urkel. 9.
Nine.
You can probably tell I'm going down in numbers. Everybody yeah. Loves Raymond had 9 years, guys. Seinfeld only had 9 years. Big
Friends had 9.
Friends had 9.
Office is 9.
The Office is 9. 9 is the money. How I Met Your Mother is 9.
9 is the staple where it's like, all right,
King of
it's
Queens.
Time to end. Like, you have to end a show eventually. Like,
Scrubs.
Or else what's the point? It's like Lost.
Matlock.
If Lost went 9 seasons, I would never watch Lost. Thank God it only went 6.
One Tree
six
Hill.
6 was enough.
Alice. Little House on the Prairie. These are all 9.
Some shows just need to end after 3. Some shows need to end after 1.
Some need to end after an episode. What's going on in social media? Do they have any choices, or are we just going to surprise them?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is the best.
Oh, yeah, by far.
I love that one.
By far.
That's the one I was trying to think of earlier, and I for some reason, the Griswolds slipped my mind.
What are we singing, Belly? Let's see if I can get that down there.
No, we're not banning any Christmas movies.
No, we're not.
We're just saying Die Hard isn't one.
Yeah, no, we're not
Gremlins
banning anything.
Not.
We're just saying Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Die Hard's not
now,
a Christmas
Belly, what
movie.
Are we singing? What
just
song? What do you need?
Time.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Are you freestyling?
Sure. Another turning point in Looch Dog in the morning. We just jump right to music. It's not really boring. We just go out and sing anywhere that pops in my head. It's not that hard because I just say what I had. It's the time of what we do. We sing a little song. We hope that you will just sing along.
Very nicely done, Belly. We gotta get the hell out of here.
That was White Boy Freestyle.
That was awesome, dude. I told you guys, he can do that any single time you want him
and
to.
This is the input training data.
Very good. Procedure. What the hell is that?
Turn off and your internet. Turn them off.
Get him out of there. Folks, nicely done. That was a fun show, as always.
Yeah.
I gotta go. We gotta get out of here, folks. Belly, get us out of here.
Folks, it's always been fun, and it's going to be fun. Too bad we're not going to be here Friday. Don't forget, we've got Lucha's going to be national on Friday.
Yeah. We're international here.
Yeah, it's true.
We'll just be national Friday.
Yeah, no one's listening to that show internationally, I don't think.
All right, well, we'll have a wonderful weekend. I hope you guys do, too. We'll see you guys on Tuesday next week. Thank you for everybody here at TTR Studios. Belly, great job today. Your boy Lucha saying have a wonderful rest of the week. See you next week.